Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
Now, without going too much into observation and human observation, you do understand that that little black pupil in our eye only lets us see a fraction of the light spectrum.
Yes.
Like a tiny, tiny fraction of it. As we sit here right now, be aware that there's a cacophony of sound waves and light waves. Mm-hmm. There is radio waves. Like if you turn your radio on right now, that radio wave, although you can't see it and you can't feel it, there's radio waves.
Right.
There's gamma waves. There's X-rays. There's light spectrum waves. There's waves around us all the time. Mm. But because our senses are on this tiny little spectrum,
we not see them.
We only see, in actual fact, we can only see, the human vision is made up of red, blue, and green spectrum. Birds not only have a greater spectrum, they see another color.
Which is?
We don't know. We just know that they can see another color that we have never seen. Just to give you an idea.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What bird is talking to what human that goes, I can see this color because we can't see it. So how do we know that they can see it? We can't see it.
I'm not the ornithologist scientist who can break it down for you. I just know that it's a fact. In actual fact, it's called tetrachromatic vision. Birds have tetrachromatic vision. We don't.
Can we wear any...
You would call ours trichromatic vision.
Tetrachromatic glasses.
Can we wear, like any glasses that could maybe...
You can. You can. There is augmented vision or lenses out there that give you an idea of more spectrum. But it's so confusing to us. Our brain hasn't had the evolution to digest all of the data. Now, keeping that in mind, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the reason why our brain filters this kind of data is because of what it does to us? If you drink the exact same coffee from two different cups, your brain tells you it tastes different.
Stop it.
Yeah, coffee consumed from a white mug tastes almost twice as strong, but it's only two-thirds as sweet as a clear mug.
What?
Yes. Okay. So if you want to cut down on sugar, then drink it from a white mug, and a clear mug will only be two-thirds as sweet.
So a white mug.
A white
mug. If you want it clear and strong.
Clear and strong.
I mean sweet and strong.
Sweet and strong. Clear if you want it not so strong and not so sweet.
But it's the exact same coffee.
It's the exact same coffee.
So basically...
Because it's your brain. It's how your brain talks to your... It's how your eyes talk to your brain about the data it's looking at and not what you're...
Does it happen with other drinks, not just coffee?
It happens with absolutely everything in the universe. It is amazing.
So which tequila would be strong?
The one in the white cup.
One in, from the that's a very good question.
White shot glass.
I tell you what, we'll ask Kerry to test that for us this weekend.
Yes,
and
please.
Come back with those results.
You know what?
On Monday.
I am so dedicated and invested. Yeah. I will test it today.
Please, give us feedback.
Okay. And you're going to love this one, right? Do you know that every country has its own sort of mythology around a tokoloshi?
Yeah, one for it.
Or it's a leprechaun or a banshee in Ireland, and it's this and that in South America. Did you know in Taiano? In the Caribbean, the Taino indigenous people of the Caribbean have a tokoloshi, which is called a urakan.
Urakan!
Yeah. And it translates directly to evil spirit of the wind.
Okay.
Do you know what's more fascinating about it?
What?
Is that urakan is the origin word that the whole word uses for hurricane.
Get facts, mate!
Darren, you didn't say another thing today. That was it.
That is it. That is the one.
What happened?
Wait, we just got Urakan fact!
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.